Hi, welcome to Her Soul Purpose Show, helping women heal from pregnancy loss by encouraging, inspiring, and finding purpose in the pain. I'm your host, Chrissy Addis. Well, I hope you all had a wonderful weekend. I spent the majority of the weekend on the couch with my heating pad because I am PMSing. So I don't know if any of you have ever tried acupuncture. I tried it for the first time probably about a week and a half ago, maybe. It was a week ago today. I'm getting my days completely mixed up. But I tried it for the first time. And if you have PCOS, then you can completely understand where I'm coming from. But I am rarely on time on my menstrual cycle. Thus, the reason why my husband and I have infertility issues since we've gotten off Clomid. But I tried acupuncture and I started cramping on what should be the right timing. And so we'll see what happens. I should be starting in the next day or so, which is amazing news for us because my hormones have been imbalanced for most of my life. And so it's really refreshing to just see God work in my body and getting my hormones balanced. And so I'm really excited about that. My goal is to reverse PCOS. And so I feel like we are on the right track with that. And so please keep us in your prayers. It's been a rocky road with trying to get my hormones balanced, but we've been doing it naturally. I completely cut out gluten. I cut out sugar. I cut out dairy. And I have been doing that for maybe about 6 months. Since the beginning of the year, not like right when the new year started, but in January. And so, it's been a fun journey trying to get used to being off of, I would say sugar was probably the hardest thing for me to get off of, but I did it and I'm so thankful I did because I feel better. My energy levels are better. And like I said, my hormones seem to be getting balanced. And so last time I went to the doctor, everything looked really good. And so she had suggested we try some acupuncture to just help a little bit more. And so, you know, I was a little on the fence with trying acupuncture because I didn't really know a lot about it. And I'm really hesitant to do any kind of alternative medicine, but my husband and I researched it. We prayed about it. We fasted before my appointment, and I think that we're going to continue the acupuncture route. We have a peace about it, and so I know that a lot of Christians tend to either be on the fence like I am, or they're completely against it, and I understand, you know, everybody's opinions and viewpoints. But I believe it comes down to your own beliefs on things and your own convictions. And my husband and I don't feel convicted by it. We actually feel at peace with it. We feel like we're led to do it. And so we're going to continue with that until, of course, we feel the Holy Spirit tell us it's time to stop. So, and that's kind of how we were with Clomid when we had gotten on Clomid. It was one of those things where we were told it would help PCOS and it would help my hormones be balanced. And then we got pregnant on the second round of Clomid. And right after that, we both just felt led to get off of that medicine. We felt like that was not the route that God wanted us to go. And so, and that's kind of how we feel like with the other things like metformin and even IVF, we just don't feel called to go in that direction. We don't feel like that's what God has in store for us. And so, you know, we respect people who do go the IVF route, and just, we feel like that's what God's called them to do. And That's between, you know, them and their partner and God. And so that's kind of how we are with acupuncture. So again, we'll continue this route until the Lord guides us otherwise. So that's my fun story on balancing hormones. If you ever have any questions about some of the best foods to eat or things to do while balancing hormones, please feel free to reach out to me. I have learned so much. One of my goals is to become a nutritionist, and I'm kind of on that road right now, but it'll be a little bit longer than what I had hoped for, but that's okay, because I'm on God's timing and His schedule and roadmap for me. But I say all that to say that I have a passion for nutrition and good foods and clean eating and all of that good stuff, and which is really, really crazy to even hear myself say that, because man, I used to just be the unhealthiest person. I was addicted to sodas. I would have friends tell me, I cheered on a professional dance team, and when I lived in Arkansas, and some of my friends on the squad would constantly get on to me about always just drinking soda, and they were all super into nutrition and being healthy, and here I was with my soda and Big Mac, and just enjoying my unhealthy foods. But I've really, really just loved the route that I've taken with nutrition, and it's been a lot of change and a lot of just getting to that point. So and I still have a Big Mac here and there. I still have soda here and there. It's all in moderation. So, but yeah. A burger is my favorite meal that still has not gone away. It's still my favorite meal. So anytime I feel like it's time to have a little bit of a cheat day, that's what I always gravitate to, are my burgers. So definitely still a yummy food. But anyway, so again, if you ever have any questions or some recipe ideas, feel free to reach out to me. I love helping people on their nutrition journey. So today we're going to talk about anger. We are exploring the five stages of grief. And if you don't know what those stages are, they are denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. And today we are going to talk about anger. Last week I talked to you guys a little bit about denial. And I do pray that that helped somebody, if you're going through denial. But today we're touching on anger. And as always, I like to put a disclaimer out there that I'm not a licensed therapist. And everything that I talk to you guys is just stuff that I have learned on my own journey and the journey of my coaching and coaching other women and mentoring other women through this. And so if you are feeling chronic depression, anxiety, fatigue, or insomnia, please seek help. Talk to a loved one. Make sure that you're being open and honest with your spouse, and just make sure you're reaching out to get the help that you need. So healthy grief moves. It moves forward. It keeps growing and getting better. And so if you find yourself in a place where you don't feel like you're moving forward with grief, then that might be a good indicator that it's time to get some help, that it's time to talk to somebody. And so just remember that as you're going through the season of grief and the season of healing, that healthy grief moves forward. And so I hope that this can help somebody on their journey of grief and healing. So why I felt like it's important to talk about anger is that anger can spiritually and emotionally and physically do so much to us in our surroundings. Anger can hurt our relationships. Anger can cause us to isolate and seclude ourselves from the outside world and the people that we love. Anger can cause us to make decisions that are very unhealthy for us. Anger can push us into bad habits or cause us to pick up unhealthy addictions. And, you know, when I was just earlier, a few seconds ago, when I was talking about how I used to just love eating unhealthy and being unhealthy, I would say that a lot of those unhealthy decisions in my food choices were from anger and bitterness. So if you've heard my previous podcast on sharing my story of pregnancy loss, the very first miscarriage I ever had was when I was in my early 20s. I was not married. I was still living at home with my parents. And I think I carried a lot of baggage from that specifically. And of course, you know, things happen between, you know, childhood and there. But I would say the majority of my really unhealthy choices in life started as a result from that miscarriage. And so I know now, looking back and kind of just learning a little bit more about nutrition and about our health choices, I see the pattern that the majority of my unhealthy choices, especially when it came to food, was a result from being angry and bitter after that miscarriage. And so anger can cause us to just indulge in unhealthy habits, whether they're addictions or just things that we like to do here and there, dabble in. If you have a shopping addiction, and then that can hurt your finances. I mean, there's so many different habits that we can pick up along the way just because we're angry or we're bitter or we're sad. So, you know, those are just things that I want to bring light to, and hope that you can kind of look at your patterns and see, is this as a result of being angry? And if so, I need to change it. I need to change it because God does not want you walking in anger. He doesn't want your spirit or your soul to be consumed with anger or bitterness. Anger is defined as a strong feeling of annoyance, displeasure, or hostility. And if you really think about that, then you really can see that that is the complete opposite of God. That is the complete opposite of God. God is about peace and joy and harmony and love. And so if we're battling anger, there is no room for the beautiful things of God. Battling feelings of confusion and frustration can morph into anger. Anger is a powerful emotion and can sometimes be frightening because of the intense emotions attached to anger. But there is hope, friend. And the pointers that I am going to give you today will hopefully be able to help you as you go through this stage of anger. So what can anger look like? Anger can look like jealousy. It can be this envy over other women and that they're pregnant. And let's face it, if you're on social media, you're not going to get away from that unless you just shut down all of your social media. And so it's very important that you're self-aware of that feeling and that you can combat that jealous feeling with love. Because you don't want to carry that around. And that's going to hurt you more than anybody else. Anger can tell you in that situation that you deserve being pregnant more than another woman does. And this is a lie from the enemy to bring you into a place of worthlessness, comparison. And you want to be very, very careful with that because you are a beautiful work of art. You are a child of God. You are a daughter of the one true King. And what has happened with pregnancy loss does not define you. And that's the most important thing that I hope you get from today, that what has happened does not define you. It doesn't define you in the eyes of God. It doesn't define you in your own eyes. It does not define you as a woman. And so when you start to feel these feelings of jealousy towards other women, it can just take you to that place of comparison. And that is a dangerous place to be when you're dealing with pregnancy grief, pregnancy loss grief. This jealousy and anger can also come out if you are asked to host or help a host for a baby shower. The jealousy of celebrating another pregnant woman can be overwhelming and bring on some anger and resentment. Anger can also look like bitterness if the support you need from family and friends is not there. Anger can look like questions of why and what. What did I do wrong? Why my body? Why me? Why can't I be a mother? What could I have done differently? And these questions can go on and on and on. Anger can look like blame. Blame can bring these overwhelming feelings of fault. You start to blame yourself, your doctors, and you even start faulting God. So anger can look like jealousy, bitterness, questioning, and blame. So here are some steps to get through the stage of anger. Paul tells us in Colossians 3:8, "But now you also put them all aside, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive speech from your mouth." If we're all a little honest, hearing that advice sounds like a difficult task, even just for somebody not going through something. So it's even more so difficult in the midst of anger after pregnancy loss. But there is hope. There is hope. Step one, confess your anger. Admit your anger to yourself, your spouse, and your close family member or friend. Proverbs 28:13 tells us, "Whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy." Step two, analyze your anger. God used this approach with Cain when he asked, "Why are you angry?" He went on to say in Genesis 4:7, "Sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is contrary to you, but you must rule over it." So how do we rule over it? Well, if you're angry or jealous of other women, start by praying for them to have healthy pregnancies. Remember that every baby is a blessing, and start loving other pregnant women by praying for them. I did this with another friend who had miscarried around the same time I did, and we started to pray every morning for the women in our lives who were pregnant. This immediately told the devil that we are not going to be jealous or angry with other women, but we're going to love them and support them and pray for them and for their pregnancies. If you're angry with others for not showing support or caring for your pain the way you needed, pray for them as well. Sit with God and share your heart with Him and forgive them. We must show grace to others the way God has shown us grace. Step three, remember whose you are. The command in Colossians that tells us to put all anger aside affirms that we can control our anger. It reminds us that we have the power of the Holy Spirit within us to overcome anger. You are the child of the one true God, and we must take captive our thoughts and remember that we belong to Him. Step four, submit to the goodness of God and take the blame off of yourself and Him. Rest in His goodness and know that He loves you. Take some time to meditate on His word and on His promises for you. His way is not for us to put blame on ourselves, others, or especially Him. Submitting to His love and goodness allows us to let go of that anger, and trust that He does love you. And He has a plan for you. And most of all, He loves your little baby that you lost. He loves that baby. Step 5, find ways to release the energy of anger. And you can do this by having extra prayer time with Him. Lean into God a little bit more. Meditate on scripture. Take in all of His goodness for you. This time with God will help you take those thoughts of anger, jealousy, and bitterness. It'll help you take those thoughts captive and will help you to remember His goodness. You can find a Bible study group. And if you need one, you know, and you're not a part of a church or you're still in the midst of looking for a church, feel free to join mine online. We have one on Facebook. It's a Facebook group and it is full of beautiful, amazing women of God. Some of them have experienced pregnancy loss, but not all of them have. This group is simply a group for amazing godly women to come in and speak to one another and to listen to one another and learn from one another. Right now in the summer, we're not doing it, but we'll start back up in the fall. But we have a Mentor Monday where we have a Titus woman come in and speak to us and mentor to us. And so that will start back up in the fall. But if you would like to join us now, you can find us on Facebook. It's under Her Soul Purpose Sisterhood. So feel free to join us. It's, you know, it's just a laid back group with amazing women of God. So join us. Next, you can find a good support group for women who've experienced pregnancy loss. And you can do that by hopping on Google and typing in pregnancy loss support group in the city that you're in. So I live in Portland and I was able to find some support groups in this area. And so you should be able to find one. You can also join my online support group for pregnancy loss. And it's a fairly new group, so it's pretty small right now, but it's under Her Soul Purpose Pregnancy Loss Support. And so pregnancy loss and infant support. And so you can look for us on Facebook. It's another Facebook group. So feel free to join us. And, you know, if you have any questions or you need to talk, you can always reach out to me. You can go to hersoulpurpose.org. Find me on social media under Chrissy Addis or Her Soul Purpose. Feel free to connect with me. But another thing that you can do to release that energy is exercise. I mean, those endorphins will do a world of difference in your day. So that's a great way to burn off some of that negative energy and to help bring some more positive energy into your spirit. So something else you can do is find a hobby to do by yourself or with your spouse. I remember when I was going through pregnancy loss, my husband gifted me this beautiful, cutest little yellow bike for my birthday, the birthday following miscarriage. And I rode that bike every single day after work. I would go home, hop on my bike, and I would ride for hours. I'd put on my worship music and just ride. And sometimes my husband would join me, but I would say the majority of the time that was done by myself. And it just allowed me to just have some me time, get a little bit of exercise, and just really worship the Lord and think and accept His healing and embrace His healing. And that was just such a therapeutic time for me. So find a hobby. In conclusion, our relationships with God and others are so important to Him. We need to honor God with our healthy and thriving relationships. Nothing will stir up strife in a relationship more than anger or bitterness. Even if it's not anger or bitterness towards that person you're in a relationship with, it'll still reflect upon your relationship. It'll still come out in that relationship. Honestly, I had some of the most unhealthy and broken friendships and relationships after that first miscarriage. I had a whole decade of friendships that just weren't good. And I would say 80% of that was my fault because I was broken. And I say 80% because there's also that 20% where other people are broken too. And when you're broken, it is so hard to maintain a healthy friendship. And so, you know, it would be unfair for me to put all of that blame on myself of why some certain relationships or friendships didn't work. But I do know that for me, I have to take responsibility for myself. And so I do realize now that I've, you know, gone through the healing process and I have a healthy marriage and a healthy life, I can look back now and see where so much in my life was broken. So many friendships were broken and unhealthy. And, you know, I wasn't a great friend for the most part. And so it's just so important that we understand what anger and bitterness can do in our relationships. Anger is just simply a stage that you do not want to stay in for a long time. It's important to take these steps seriously and to really allow God to walk alongside you as you go through this stage. Be self-aware and know that you're feeling this anger and bitterness. When you're self-aware, you're able to pinpoint things and you're able to really release it to God. So remember to confess your anger, analyze your anger, and ask yourself why you are angry. Remember whose you are, submit to God, and find ways to release anger with positive activities. I hope that this helps you. I hope that it brings you some hope to know that there is hope even in the midst of this messy stage of anger. But God's not afraid of your mess. He's not afraid of your mess. He's not afraid of your anger. He wants to embrace you and love you and hold you during this time. I hope you all have a wonderful day. Feel free to find me on all social media platforms under Chrissy Addis or Her Soul Purpose. You can visit me at hersoulpurpose.org and feel free to share this with somebody. I also want to announce a scholarship opportunity to get one-on-one coaching if you are going through the season of grief after pregnancy loss. I am a trained and certified life coach, and I specialize in pregnancy loss grief. And so if you feel like you need somebody to walk alongside you, feel free to apply for this scholarship. I'm going to be giving 5 of those scholarships away for free. And what it is you will meet with me either weekly or biweekly, whatever, you know, we decide, you know, if you win this scholarship and we start to plan it. You know, it'll be up to, you know, our schedules and whatnot, but we'll meet. And if it takes you 1 month to get through grief, great. But if it takes you a year, that's great too. I will walk alongside you for free at no charge in this coaching for as long as it takes for you to get through this season of grief. So you can apply for that by going to www.hersoulpurpose.org. Scroll to the very bottom and you'll see application or scholarship application. So feel free to apply for that or share it with somebody. And just know that I am praying for you and God sees you, God loves you, and there is healing for you. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.